Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Breaking Zeke news we'll get to in just in a second. An incredible stop on a penalty kick for Team USA as they maintain their 2-1 lead as we're closing in on the 87-minute mark of that match. That was exhilarating. And KT, booking Harrison Sanford, great job, dude. Great job. You're killing it right now. And not only that, as we're sitting here giving KT love, KT was the one who was telling me a day or so ago, he's like, you know what? I'm not so sure that this thing might not end up being just a 1 or 2 game suspension. And now people are theorizing that. Our own Mike Fisher, who even though he's on vacation, he's tweeting about that. Some people are tweeting that Zeke might not get a suspension at all. But we should probably reset by reading the statement.
Read it this time?
Yeah, why don't you read it?
So Zeke posted this note on Twitter, and I got a heads up on my phone from someone in the loop. Was like, hey, Zeke's going to tweet something here in a minute, so be watching.
No.
So I had my eyes on it during that interview.
You were hawk-eyed it.
Sent it out there, and it says, earlier today, I met with the commissioner to share with him what occurred in Las Vegas and what I have learned from that incident. I've worked hard to make better decisions and to live up to the high standards that are expected of me. I failed to do that here, and I made a poor decision. I apologized to Kyle Johnson at the time, and I meant it. Now, he is not saying that he apologized now. He said, I apologized to Kyle at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have, we don't know. He could have apologized to him that night.
Right.
No, I don't think that's what happened, but whatever.
Usually when someone throws their hands in the air and says, I didn't do anything,
yeah,
that's not a good apology, but who knows what happened after that?
He said, I need to work harder to ensure I do not put myself in compromised situations in the future. I am rededicating myself to use all of the resources that the league has made available, but in the end, it is up to me, and I am determined not to be in this position again. Now, the Cowboys did send a counsel with him. They did not just send... You know, Zeke and Zeke's, you know, handlers, you know, mm-hmm. The Cowboys were there, you know, or I don't know who is on that team.
Rowdy.
I don't know if it's Jerry. I don't know if it's Rowdy. I really don't know. So you start.
I'd send Charlotte if I was them.
You start looking around the league. Here's one from Mike Garofalo said his hunch is that Zeke doesn't get suspended.
God, that'd be awesome.
Okay. But you've seen other people say, like I saw Fish tweet. That he has to think that it'd be good news for the Cowboys if it's just 1 or 2 games.
That's what I was thinking. You had me, okay, so last week you brought up the idea of, look, they told him don't put yourself in this position again, so why wouldn't they bring the hammer down? It's not the results of the actions, it's the action of putting yourself in the position. That's what we've gone over time and time again. I was like, you know, KT's right. And then you start telling me, man, they may actually, they're scuttlebutt, it may be 1 or 2 mm-hmm. games. The way I look at it, because of how I'd prepared myself, if it's 1 or 2 games for Zeke, I'm going to be relieved. And, dude, if it's no games, obviously I'll be ecstatic. But I just...
This is what this note is. This note is direct PR, meeting over. let's get a note out there to show the league that we are going to show some contrition and we're going to show that we're sorry for this incident and that it won't happen again.
Let me take you one step further.
Because that meeting scared me, and the way the meeting ended, I'm guessing, is with Roger going, well, we're going to deliberate on this and we'll let you know once we make our decision.
Here, what if it was this? What if it was they went into the meeting saying, hey, I'm going to release this statement as soon as this meeting is over. I know what the mistake is. You know what the mistake is. But we also both know that this is not worthy of, you know, bringing the axe down on the neck. Let's not overreact to this. I made a mistake, but look at all these good things I've done. Because we've done segments on this.
Yes.
Zeke really has worked hard to clean up what happens in his nightlife life, right? And so on the grand scheme of things, we saw it all unfold. It really is nothing. But it's this whole thing of, like, you know, you can't escape the ugly past, the ugly sound that your past makes, right? It's a loud racket for him. So, again, in the grand scheme of things, we saw the video. It's not that big a deal. But, dude, you can't put yourself in that position, and you sure as hell can't do it until we figure out whatever your long-term contract situation is.
No, absolutely.
Is.
But I also go, okay, so here's, if this is how it ended here, and I want to read this from Fish real quick, too, at Fish Sports on Twitter. He says, he walked a year-long tightrope and behaviorally mastered it, minus one misstep. Cowboys running back honesty with Goodell might keep band down to one or two games, supporters hope. So people in Zeke's camp hope that. That's what they're... And let me tell you what most Cowboys fans I'm seeing, at least, and I know I'm not speaking for everyone here, but a lot of things that I'm saying is, well, it's BS. If he gets any games for this, it's BS. Why even have it in a situation where you're leaving a meeting with the commissioner where he's telling you, I'll make my decision later?
Right.
Why even have it be there?
Right. You shouldn't be in the situation in the first place.
So I'm sorry. I want the Cowboys to win every freaking game, but Zeke should be suspended if we're doing what the league said.
Right.
The league said don't get in trouble again, and he did.
Right.
And I don't know what to tell everyone.
And don't compare this to Tariq Hill and all that stuff, right?
No, it's different.
It's totally different. Now, again, you've been told here's what you can and can't do, and you did what you've been told you can't do. So what do you expect to happen? I mean, just put it, those of you that are raising kids, just put it in your own life. If you tell your son, don't do this, and he does it, what do? You punish him. It's very simple. It's cause and effect. It ain't that hard to figure out. We all agree what he did was not that egregious, except go ahead and blatantly put himself in a situation he was told to not be in. So now what? But,
I mean,
I think this statement is good. I don't even remember a statement like this when he got suspended six games.
I don't either. And again, you know, this statement reeks of Zeke could have typed all this up on his own, but this is a PR spin from getting out of a meeting and being told, "Well, we'll let you know."
Right.
Thanks for this meeting. Thanks for coming up here.
But KT, I keep going back to this. He knew.
Why does this need to be hanging over the Cowboys' heads again?
I know.
It is.
But I'm saying But what I'm saying is the meeting. He knew going into the meeting. He knew the second he threw his hands up. I didn't do anything.
Should have said sorry a month ago.
I know, but my whole point is this. He knew. He knew exactly this. He could have written this note the second they took those hand restraints off of him.
Yeah.
He knew the second the dude fell down and he threw his hands up and said, I didn't do anything. He knew immediately. Why am I here? And he said it in this note. Why did I put myself in that situation? And quite frankly, I don't know. I know when I was his age and I drank, I did a bunch of dumb crap.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's just one of these dudes that doesn't need to go out drinking. You know, I know you like to have fun, but is it really worth torpedoing all this other stuff?
And you're allowed to go have fun. Honestly, you're allowed to go have fun. Just you can't mess up. And honestly, when you get suspended and something happens to you, at least in the way the league works, and look, that's a whole different discussion, agreeing or disagreeing with how the league operates.
Right.
I'm with you. I don't think that incident alone should garner a suspension. I don't.
I don't either.
But Zeke is different, and Zeke is different than any other NFL player right now because of the situations he's put himself in. I think if the Cowboys get, if Zeke is suspended for two games, he should, and by the way, those first two games are division games. If he's suspended,
what is it? One of the Giants, and then
I think it's Giants and Redskins, I believe, to start the season.
If we got to miss two
Eagles
division
is
games.
Week seven, I believe.
Okay,
you know, take the two games, but I think what I would say is like take them, and then that's it, man.
There's no more fighting this stuff, because, dude. There's no more.
No.
More of that. You take whatever they give you and go, I did this to myself.
And I'm not, like, Ian, I'm not killing Zeke for that incident.
I'm not either.
I'm killing Zeke for the situation.
Right.
And it's just... It's,
like, the second that you go, oh, it's after midnight, I've been drinking, and there's tension here. What are you going to do next?
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Fight.
Like, you know, no, Ship, damn it, sorry. Shippy, that's not good advice.
I thought this was the fight in McMahon's.
God. No, the second that you, it's the second that the tension arises, you diffuse and get the hell out of there, because there's too much at stake. And you've got to know this. Yeah. And I'm going to, dude, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be non-cynical guy. I'm going to take his statement at face value.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to be like, good. Why didn't you say this earlier? Why wasn't this the message that you were sending out when during the punishment phase? Yeah. Why was it, I've never done anything. My dad's about to give me a party room. So that's what I'm saying, dude. You keep enabling people over and over and over. And guess what? They're going to think they can get out of anything.
Yeah.
And so you've got all this stuff, and here's your dad saying this and the owner saying this. And why doesn't he think he's bulletproof? Why would he think any different? That's what he's been taught. That's what everyone's done for him. So I almost see this match go, my God, he finally gets it. This is amazing.
Because I think, too, who knows? Zeke Young, maybe he's a guy who just keeps to himself in terms of his thoughts. But I think that would send a wake-up call to me if in 2017 that happens and I'm out for six games. And I see from a distance and over time you think about it, man, I did kind of hang over this team's head.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I shouldn't have put Tyron in that situation. Or I shouldn't have put Zach Martin in that situation.
Hey,
or Dak or whoever. I shouldn't have put my teammates and Garrett and Mr. Jones in this situation.
And Jason Witten, right?
And Jason, all those guys. Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whoever's best friend on the team is.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have put them in the situation. I shouldn't have put Jerry in that situation.
Because they all love him.
Whatever. Yeah.
They all love the guy.
Hell, I love the guy. I don't know.
Do you know how kick-ass you would look if you had his hair?
Because
you can grow something. I saw your college pictures.
Yeah.
You can do Zeke's hair.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.